Liz Walsh is at Met Éireann. Liz, any sign of the end to the wind and the rain?
Thanks, Audrey. Well, the overnight orange wind warnings that were in operation for West Clare, Kerry and Cork are just about to lapse at 8 a.m. So we're left with a nationwide yellow wind warning operation. I would hasten to add, many areas have not yet seen their strongest winds today, with eastern and northern parts of the country, including the Greater Dublin region and Louth, having to wait until later this afternoon. Winds will peak in these regions about 5 or 6 p.m. and the strong winds will be preceded by a spell of increasingly squally rain. But all the wind action is in the southwest and along the west coast at present, with light variable winds elsewhere. We've got scattered showers, some of them heavy with hail, and they're merging to longer spells of rain as they track eastwards over southern parts of the country. The main frontal zone is still about to hit the west coast, and that'll be around 9 a.m. And that's when we'll see the wet and very windy conditions bursting through and tracking eastwards over the country. Another feature of this system has been the presence of sleet and snow overnight, with some hill snow being reported at various locations around the country, with the low pressure drawing cold air into it. But any sleet or snow will soon be washed away later today. So very windy, or becoming very windy today, Wednesday, with strong to gale force northwest winds developing countrywide and some severe damage and damaging gusts possible. Showers will merge to longer spells of rain at times, with local downpours and the chance of hail and isolated thunderstorms. It is going to brighten up from the west through the afternoon and evening, with sunny spells and just isolated showers. Maximum temperatures will be around 6 to 8 degrees in Ulster and North Leinster, but 9 to 11 degrees elsewhere, with winds easing from the southwest through this evening. So tonight we'll get a mix of clear spells and scattered showers, the showers mostly in the west and north. Strong west to northwest winds will persist in Ulster and near the east coast overnight, but winds will be generally light to moderate, westerly or variable elsewhere, and the yellow wind warning will have lapsed by then too. Lowest temperatures of 0 to 4 degrees with a touch of frost in places. And then tomorrow, Thursday, a mix of sunny spells and showers. The showers heaviest and most frequent in the north and east, where there is a chance of hail. Top temperatures still cool, 9 to 12 degrees in light to moderate westerly winds, fresher along the north coast. Still cool and showery on Friday. Rain spreading from the Atlantic on Saturday, and then hints, finally, of something milder and a little more settled from Sunday onwards. Not completely dry, but at least it will be milder. Recapping for today in brief, very windy or becoming very windy countrywide, with showers merging to longer spells of rain for a time. It will brighten up from the west, though, through the afternoon and evening. Highs of 6 to 11 degrees, with winds easing from the southwest this evening. That's the forecast. Good morning.